What is up, everyone? Dark Horse Live, episode 112. Right off the start, I got COVID, and it sucked a bag of dicks. Big ol' bag of dicks. So, yeah, I don't know. I know people don't give a fuck about COVID stories that much, but I figure I'll tell mine briefly. I don't really know how the fuck I got COVID, obviously. I went to Vegas for Daz's birthday. And came back, and 2-3 days after the fact, I started feeling shitty. It's like last Thursday, I started feeling Wednesday night, and Thursday, I started feeling shitty. And yeah, I did one of those stupid at home tests, or whatever, and it said I had COVID, which I didn't really want to believe at first. And then all of a sudden, like everything hit me like a load of fucking bricks, got hit like a fucking truck. It's like all the muscles started hurting, and fucking like. Like, kind of like Daz was saying when he was on the show a few weeks back, like, your muscles feel like they're being pulled off the bones and shit. It's like, holy shit, like, this shit fucking hurts. And it's not comfortable. And then it got, like, I don't know, it went, like, into the sort of, like, it's just a regular flu kind of symptom sickness, like, real vomity, like, I was puking all the time and fucking, like, sitting on the shitter half the day and then puking the other half the day and then just, like, holy fuck, this sucks. Couldn't regulate my body temperature, had the chills and the shakes and all that bullshit. It's like my teeth were chattering like a motherfucker. And then I went and took like a hot shower, which was a mistake because I stood in there too long and fucking passed out, which I've never passed out before. Fell out of the shower straight on my dome. Yeah, so I was just like, dude, this is some bullshit. This sucks. So, but to wrap it up, I guess, just a few days ago, I started feeling better. I think it's like a about the fourth or fifth day, I finally stopped sweating like a puddle of sweat in my bed every night. So my fever finally broke, and I feel really fucking pretty good right now. I feel actually pretty awesome. So we're like day six or something past the start of it. So I think, I don't know, I haven't gone to work yet, but yeah, I think we'll be all right. We made it through this son of a bitch, but I guess I did want to address a couple of stupid motherfuckers, and we'll just start with this. I don't know why. I'm sitting there puking my guts out, and somehow these motherfuckers decided to basically troll me getting sick on Instagram, which is fucking crazy to me. It's just crazy to me. Like, do you motherfuckers go to, like, the hospital and walk down the sick ward and just make fun of everybody in there, too, you stupid fucking dumb fucks? Because, like, I don't get your deal. I really don't give a fuck on your position on COVID conspiracies and other bullshit that you might think, fake, real, whatever the fuck. I fucking passed out and was puking my guts out fucking for like 5 days. So go fuck yourself, every single person who decided to come on my Instagram page and try to troll me for having fucking COVID. Like, it's, oh, that's all fake, you fucking idiot. So stop buying into the bullshit, you fucking idiot. My favorite one is Solar Sphinx. Definitely wouldn't want to receive a package of genetics that we cultivated at the hands of a sheep who believe that there's an actual flu virus pandemic. The only plague is in your cable TV and atmospheric contamination via glyphosate nitrates being administered through vaccines and other geoengineering agendas to thin out the planet and at least tune with their natural intuition. Go fuck yourself, you stupid fucking idiot. Like, I really don't care. Like I said, your position, I don't give a fuck your position. I care that I'm sick as fuck, and I think that it's insanely fucked up to say anything to anyone who is fucking sick as shit, that anything other than feel well or get better, man. I don't give a fuck your position on whatever the fuck's happening in the world. Just say, feel better, man. That's all you gotta fucking say. You don't gotta come on and say your stupid position bullshit, because no one gives a fuck. No one cares. But thanks for stopping by, you dumb fucking son of a bitch.
You don't have to say nothing.
And it's like, I don't know, this thing fucking, like, something about, well, I guess what makes me so angry about it is, like, when I started in cannabis, it was all a medical thing. Everything was medical. It was all under medical, and we had a dispensary with medical people coming in that needed serious help. And I can imagine if I had the bedside manner, you know, some of you dumb son of a bitch motherfuckers, if someone comes in sick as fucking my dispensary, and I'm like, oh, that's fucking in your head, it's on TV, you fucking idiot. Like, get the fuck out of here. It's like, have some compassion. Because I had fucking tons of compassion for people who are sick. And like I said, I've never said my position on COVID on anything on this show. But my position is, if someone's sick, just say fucking feel better, man. I don't give a fuck what you think. And I'm sure there'll be dumb fucks that get in the comments of this shit talking about, oh, it's a big giant pandemic, you fucking idiot, dumb motherfucker. Guess what? I puked my fucking guts out, lost like 20 pounds, shivered my fucking ass off for 4 or 5 days, fainted in my shower and fucking felt my bones were getting ripped apart. So no, I've never had a flu like that. I don't really give a fuck. Like, I thought I was fucking immune to COVID, or I thought potentially, hey, it's not real, whatever, I don't fucking know. But guess what? I just got it for the first fucking time and it sucked like a motherfucker. So I sucked a bag of dicks. Appreciate everybody who did reach out and said, hey man, feel better. Like all the people that helped me, you know, nursed me back a little bit. Not that it was at any point life-threatening or terrible or any of that. It was just shitty. And when you're feeling shitty, the last thing you need is some fucking cuck coming around being like, oh, let's see here. Just like everyone else, excuses. Let's man up and quit playing into this charade. When I owe somebody something, I follow through. It's rare these days, I know. Okay, high-energy weed. Please never buy my fucking seeds again, you dumb son-of-a-bitch motherfucker. Because when I'm fucking sick and I make a post that, hey, I'm sick as fuck and I'm not going to be sending packages for a few days, and that's your fucking response? Go fuck yourself. All right. I'm not going to sit here on this podcast and just talk shit, because I will say another symptom of this COVID thing that I've been going through is like my mental health. I've been fucking irritable as shit, angry as shit, ready to cuss out a motherfucker on a moment's notice. And it's like, I don't know what it is, but I'm fucking pissy, shitty, angry, and I don't want to be crossed right now. So I don't know. Half these motherfuckers have been blocked. I don't really care. But thanks again to everybody who gave a fuck and to those of you who try to troll me for getting sick and using a fucking at-home COVID test. Go fucking stick it up your ass, you dumb son of a bitch.
Bitches. It's the other way to tell if you're positive.
What'd you say?
It's the other way to tell if you're positive.
The other way to tell? Oh, I mean, fuck if I know if there's another way to tell other than go to the doctors and get one of those fancy bullshit tests or go to the hospital and everything else. But no, the way I know is because I lost momentarily, I shouldn't say lost, my tastes and smells and senses were like momentarily deadened. Like they didn't go away completely. I could still taste, but it was like, holy shit, like this is really, doesn't taste like as strong as it should, but it's already starting to return. Like one of the days, everything in my mouth just straight tasted like a bag of nickels. I was like, what the fuck is this shit, dude? So, but yeah, like I say, I'm definitely on the mend and, I don't know. We'll move it along. But yeah, Caesar's back in town, so let's bring him in.
Welcome. I'm here. Thank you very much for having me, even though you're sick.
Yeah, like I say, I think it's pretty safe for you to be here in the sense that, according to the stupid CDC's bullshit or whatever, about 5 days, they say that you're allowed to be near. But
even if it wasn't, you dropped me off at the fucking airport the day before.
It's true. Yeah, I did. Before I even felt sick, the 2 days that I was supposed to be most contagious, I was driving you off to the airport and you never came down with shit. So weird. But anyway, tell us, how is New York City? And also, you're drinking a beer, which is the first time I think you've ever drinking a beer on this show.
No, yeah, it definitely is. I'm just enjoying Corona because you're not.
Jesus.
Oh, man. But New York was fun. If anything, I was only out there for like 3-4 days. It's pretty cool. Nothing much really. I didn't really get to enjoy it because I was just hanging out. I don't want to say I didn't get to enjoy it, but I was just hanging out with my moms most of the time, besides the times I had to go out and like handle business. But besides that, not much. If anything, it was starting to get cold, but that's about it. I was just over there 6 weeks prior.
How about them Yankees?
You fucking want to go there? Nah, fuck you.
Okay, we'll move it along. Caesar's fragile with that. I guess what I would talk about, the top story of the, or the title of the show. Sorry if I fucking, like, am not really quick to this today or whatever. I feel like I'm a little bit slower than normal. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't have the vocabulary I feel like I normally have. But regardless, anyway, let's talk about the topic of the show, which is murder by weed. So, I don't know if you guys have seen this. Let me pull this article up real quick. Virginia mom charged in death of 4-year-old son who consumed large amounts of THC gummies. So, Caesar, you just always claim that you want to be the first person to die from marijuana or die from THC.
That's still correct, yes.
I'm not so sure that you can make that claim right now.
I can, because that child was not about that life.
But let's just, I want to pull the article actually up, and we'll talk about it. I'll bring you back in. But yeah, this one I'm just gonna have to go right off the jump and call bullshit, okay? And I'll explain why I believe this to be bullshit. But gotta pull up this article real quick. Hold with me. All right, Virginia mom charged with murder for Virginia mom charged with murder for death of 4-year-old son who consumed THC gummies. The 4-year-old boy died on May 8, 2022, 2 days after he allegedly consumed a large amount of THC-infused gummies, according to detectives. So,
what's a large amount?
This is a weird story. A mother in Virginia has been charged with felony murder and felony child neglect in the death of the 4-year-old son after he ingested THC-infused gummies earlier this year. On Thursday, October 20th, the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office shared a release that Dorothy Annette Clements, 30 years old, who was indicted by a grand jury in the death of her son, Tanner Clements, on May 8th, she was taken into custody Thursday, incarcerated with jail with no bond. The attorney for Clements was not listed. Numerous attempts to contact her were not returned. According to police, the 4-year-old suffered a medical emergency on May 6th, 2 days prior to his death, at a residence in Jamie Court. Detectives from the child victim investigated the death and learned from the doctors that the child's toxicity level showed a high level of THC. The release detectives believed the child ingested a large amount of THC gummies. The attending doctor told detectives that if medical intervention occurred shortly after, it could have prevented the death. Statements made to the detectives and mother did not match evidence seized at the home. So, the Washington, D.C. affiliate reported that the autopsy ultimately revealed that THC had caused the death of the child. This is where I kind of like just sort of want to pause or stop because, hey, let's just say I'm sorry that this little 4-year-old kid died. You know, that's definitely sad. But it kind of goes on. This is a USA Today article I'm reading, and I don't even want to read anymore. It kind of goes on to say, like, there's been two children hospitalized in Utah after they received candy from a food bank, and 6-year-old daughter hospitalized overnight for consuming a gummy. And it's like, okay, yeah, I'm sure these incidents are kind of happening, but this seems to be a fear-mongering article. But what I'm kind of getting at is the mother says that the kid, unfortunately, it shows that the kid had some problems with his heart. And what I'm trying to get at is they're saying a massive amount of THC gummies. She was saying in the article that she got them from a local store and that it was one bottle and that she believed they were CBD gummies or that she believed that they were THC gummies or CBD gummies, and she had removed the ones that she thought were CBD. And then somehow the kid got into them and ate enough. But my point being, how many milligrams were these fucking gummies that you could literally overdose a kid on a handful of gummies? I'm just not buying it. Like, the kid would clearly be intoxicated, probably need to go to the hospital. They'd ride that shit out with them, but I'm just not seeing THC kill somebody. I'm not a qualified doctor to be like it's impossible, but it sure as shit seems impossible to me. And they clearly didn't have the evidence right off the jump. I don't know how they can do an autopsy that resolves that it's THC. I wish I was like a lawyer on this case in some sense, because I would shred this shit apart and be like, there's no fucking way. There's just no way THC killed this kid. And there's something wrong with his heart, clearly. And it took a grand jury 6 months to convene a grand jury to decide that they should charge him with murder. And how do you jump to murder? It's like, did this mom force feed gummies into this child? There's no fucking way. It's manslaughter if you really want to be a fucking dick about it. But how the fuck do you jump to murder? And unless these were 10,000 milligram gummies, which seems incredibly unlikely to me, and that were purchased at a store, then this kid ate fucking a handful of 10 milligram gummies.
People are saying that it was probably something else and she's just blaming it on gummies. But then again, gummies are legal over there. But for you to have taken a fatal dose of something like that, it's like there's no fatal dose of cannabis or there's nothing in THC that's going to slow your breathing or stop it. So therefore, you can't overdose on that.
Well, I read two articles, and the USA Today article pointed to, they kept saying Delta 8, but then they kept saying the THC, like, toxicity poisoning and shit. So I'm like, is this a Delta 8 product or was this a THC product? Because the media can't get it straight on what the fuck actually is, what the product is or was. And I just, I'm not seeing how. It was Delta 8 potentially because those get made in China and crazy things happen in labs and who the fuck knows what's happening. But if it's a Delta 9 product or like a THC product, obviously, I just don't see someone dying from it. I mean,
what I don't understand is murder is somebody else killing the victim. It's like if a child takes something and kills themselves, that's not murder. One, that's how I feel. It's
child neglect, obviously, because you're responsible for a 4-year-old human being.
Yeah, but it's clearly not murder. It's not murder.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge jump, and I'm wondering what
this... You have to be killed by somebody else to be murdered. You can't kill yourself and murder yourself.
I mean, and that would, like, I guess, I don't, I'm not a lawyer, but to charge him with murder, you have to have basically, like, the foresight or the thought that, like, I'm going to go kill this person. Because if it's an accident, a true accident, it's clearly manslaughter. That's why that's a thing.
If it was one gummy, how big was this fucking THC gummy then?
They keep saying massive amount of gummies. And it's got to
be like these huge candy store gummies, like one this, giant candy.
Yeah, I had
like
the same worm. Thought. I'm like, did they have a 6-foot fucking 9-pound gummy? Because the amount of THC you would need to ingest to kill a human being.
You can't even eat if you're that size, that age. You're not even going to probably get past 3 or 4 bites before you even get full if it is a gummy that fucking big.
I mean, I suspect that the lawyers will shred this shit and they'll take a plea or whatever. And I don't know the mom's official position is she's trying to say it was weed or wasn't weed because her quote was they believe that there was a problem with the child's heart. And, you know, it's like I don't believe that she was giving the kid gummies at any point in time on purpose. So it's just like, how the fuck do you, again, jump to murder? It just seems like a serious jump or a serious leap in logic. It's like, this doesn't make any fucking sense to me at all. But I don't know, I guess I'm curious what the folks have to say in the comments. Are you familiar with this story? Did you see this? Because apparently it happened May of last year and I didn't even hear about it, but I just heard about it now because they decided to charge her with murder and splash it all over the headlines, all over, you know, the media fucking whatever, like blitz, because it's everywhere all of a sudden. It's like a huge fucking story. It's all over Instagram and shit too. It's like, all right, what, we're charging people with murder for eating gummies? And if they're gonna get any if you're charging the mom with murder, what are you going to charge the company that manufactured the gummies? Nothing, because they have, it's, you know, it's the mother's responsibility to make sure that the kid doesn't eat gummies, or
who knows the laws on how you're supposed to like stash or put away or whatever your stuff, because out here they have laws on how you should put your stuff away and not keep it around so your kids don't see it. But like, who knows how it is over there when it comes to cannabis.
I mean,
if that's what it was.
They also had a quote in here I just think is stupid and hilarious. I'll read it real quick. It says, "You have little kids that accidentally get into this stuff. They don't know any better," said Sergeant Jim Gearhart of the Colorado Drug Investigators Association. He said in September of 2017. So you have a quote that's like 8 years old.
What I don't understand is how is it that this is making news, but there was like fentanyl and like Skittles bags and like gummy bear Haribo like bags and stuff like that. And that's huge. Like,
I mean,
full of fentanyl. And they don't care about that. That's not making as big of news as this is. Come on.
That's what I say. You can tell this is a weird push in the media to fucking demonize pot all over again.
In Virginia, too, yeah. At that.
But yeah, I'm still going to stand on my horse over here and call bullshit. I don't really.
Oh, this is Brent, completely separate. Have you heard of this company called Jeter in California? They're getting sued because they're lying about THC percentage.
Interesting. I mean, kind of been waiting for something like that to happen forever. But at the same time, they can point to some bogus lab they used and they're right at scot-free off the hook. I mean,
I'd be like,
particularly in something in New York where it's not really regulated yet or something like
California.
That.
It's California.
Oh, is it Cali brand? Okay. Well, I'm not
it's
really...
It's called Jeter. It's weird.
So is it Jeter brand? Like, as in Derek Jeter? No, okay.
Same name.
He's going to sue them regardless, I bet.
I don't think it's spelled the same either.
But yeah, I mean, with the labs, it is kind of curious to see, like, there's no standardization anywhere across them, so
they were claiming their joints had like 46, 47% THC, and it gets you to the moon faster than SpaceX and Elon Musk would, or some dumb shit like that. And the people tested the joints, and they came back at 23 to 27. So, yeah, there's a lawsuit that literally made the fucking news, like national news on that shit.
Well, I mean, dumb shit will get you on the news. If there's anything I know, dumb shit will get you on the news.
Yeah, donkey of the day.
Word. I guess we'll move it along. I wanted to talk briefly about the pay what you want. A lot of people did them. It was kind of overwhelmingly successful. And surprisingly, it wasn't 9,000 people giving a dollar. It was a bunch of people. There was a couple people that donated, like paid it forward, that just wanted to send in some like donations and then say, give this to the next person that needs something. So some of you guys that only had $10 or whatever that you sent through, you guys are getting hooked the fuck up, because other people of this community donated packs for you that you don't even know. You'll never know who they are. But yeah, if that makes sense. But
what happened?
Some people did pay what you want, and then they said in the comments, I don't even want shit. I just want you to hook up the next person, or the person that doesn't have enough money or whatever to buy something.
Like the coffee thing in life.
Kind of, a little bit. Dope. But yeah, it was more than one person. That was kind of surprising about it. It was like a guy would send a thing in and be like, I'm really after this, but I sent in clearly too much money for that. So he's like, hey, just pay it forward to the next guy that needs something or whatever. And that was the idea behind the promotion, was all the people in Chile and fucking wherever and third world nations and fucking, like, even some of the guys in Ukraine and shit that used to be able to get our stuff. Like, people that are send me these emails that are like, there's no way I can afford to buy a pack. It's like a month's salary. So a bunch of rad people here basically said, hey, when those come through, use this donation for that. And I thought that was really cool of people. so, yeah, a huge success. I'm not sure if we're going to run it forever, or if it's going to kind of be like the McRib, or bring it back and take it on and bring it back and kind of thing. But right now it's still up there. If you don't know what we're talking about, thecbazaar.com, there is a, under Dark Horse Genetics, and Caesar did it also, but under Dark Horse Genetics, there's a item to purchase that says pay what you want. You pay whatever you can, whatever you can afford, and tell us what you're after, and we will try our best to pair up something close to, or make it, worth your while. If you're a few bucks short on something, just make a payment and then say in the comments what you were trying to get, and we will do our best to try to make it fat. I will say this, I sent lots of them out, and I think I made them way fat. So I feel like people are going to think, like, I'm just going to do this every time. And it's like, I don't know that that's a great idea. This one, I really hooked it up this time, but your mileage may vary. Let's just call it that. Like, because, yeah, you might not get, like, incredibly hooked up every single time.
Probably, like, you should take advantage of it now while you can, because who knows when we'll end it.
Yeah, the there was a shit ton of them, though. So, and if you guys saw my Instagram, I just wanted to let you know that all the packages have basically, now I got some help. So all the packages have basically gone out yesterday or today, or we'll go out tomorrow. All of the Hypebeast bundle shirts are going out tomorrow morning. Those are finally in and packaged and shipped up, or whatever, taped up boxes. So those are going out tomorrow.
CBazaar is worldwide. People just want to know.
Yeah, CBazaar is a worldwide deal. Yeah, we're almost all caught up except for what's currently in the store, which there's something like 60 orders still left in there. So I feel like I'm caught up, but I'm not. But
I got a few in there that I need to get out too.
But yeah, I appreciate people who were being patient and, let me be sick as fuck for a little while before I attended to that. But I do think we were pretty much almost caught up. And same goes for the free shit on the show. Is Wildcard in here?
I don't think so. I haven't seen Wildcard.
If Wildcard's in here, we'll hook up a Discord giveaway. If not, then we'll do a regular giveaway at the end of the show. But what I wanted to say about the giveaways is, I am a little bit behind on the Discord people. I got your emails as far as you won. I see them. I got them. I will get them. I will get you guys hooked up, Discord winners. And I think a couple of show people still. I sent like the Mosca skate deck. He just got the address today. So he should be good on that. And some of the Mosca stuff that was out for a couple weeks, that should be good. But yeah, we got a little bit behind on that. And I think we're pretty close, but probably last week I need to still go through too. But regardless, I guess not last week, 2 weeks ago. But I just wanted to clear up where we are with all the shipping stuff. We got a mountain of it, and I think we're getting to the tail end of it. So thanks for being patient. Sorry if you had to wait. Sorry if you're confused why you got a tracking number and then nothing happened for 7 days or 6 days. It's because I got COVID in the middle and didn't want to touch your packages.
Just, I wanted to do this real quick. Everybody, even, so right now, YouTube, Twitch, Instagram. I know Instagram is pretty quiet. Drop your, not location, but just say, rep your city, say where you're at, just so we know where most of the followers are at. I want to know if most of the people are just U.S. or we got people from around the world, different places.
There's people stuff from like everywhere, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I want to see all these comments come in.
Cool, let's talk strain of the week.
Sure. I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, I took the music away.
All right, so this week is going to be a Super Soldier Serum number 3. This one is Kitchen Sink 1 to Thanos. This one started off when had the Kitchen Sink 1 going, pretty much cracked those seeds, found a few different phenos from that. The number 1 was hit with the pollen Thanos, and that's how Super Soldier Serum number 3 was made. The Super Soldier Serum number 3 was hunted through somebody in the Dark Horse crew, and they found this specific pheno. It leans heavier on the Kitchen Sink 1 side. It has like a mocha, vanilla, creamy, hashy, musky, funky, glue, terp kind of going on. For anybody wondering what it might smell or taste like, this was a video that I took 2 days ago. Trip some up, and wanted to post a video of it because this one haven't really promoted or talked about a lot, but definitely is going to be one that's very interesting if you like stuff more on the hashy, creamy, chemmy, funky, musky side versus like all those fucking cookies and fruity stuff. You probably like this. Kitchen Sink is GMO Sunday Driver. Sunday Driver is Fruity Pebbles OG Grape Pie. The Fruity Pebbles OG is a GDP Green Ribbon Tahoe Alien. The Tahoe Alien comes out a lot in this. So it's pretty far down the lineage. You'd think that it'd come out something down the Sunday Driver, but it does come out a lot heavier on the Tahoe Alien side of the spectrum.
This has a unique taste. I'll say that much.
It's probably this specific one. I don't know. I haven't watched this yet, but the Mother, which was the Kitchen Sink one, which this one leans heavier towards, watched like 5.5 to 6%. So if
you're we sell the shit out of this flower at some point, or we sell the Kitchen Sink number 1?
Kitchen Sink 1.
Yeah, okay.
And 2.
Yeah, we've cultivated these for a while, or a couple of different phenos of these for a while. But yeah, it's always a hit. People seem to love it. All right.
Alrighty. Is it time for free shit? Or hold that.
I was going to say, is there no wild card?
I haven't seen him respond.
Word. Then, yeah, we'll do free shit, but we'll do it in a minute here or whatever. I guess, what the fuck else do we have to talk about on this program? I didn't have a whole, like, obviously we don't have a guest, and I didn't have a whole lot to talk about on this show because
I didn't think what was happening. Week.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really plan to do it. I know that this might be a shorter show than normal. But We can do 5 minutes of ask us anything, and then we can get the fuck out of here after we give away some free shit. But yeah, I don't know. Do you guys have any opinions on the murder charge for this 4-year-old kid that died? Or do you have any questions that we might be able to answer for you?
I have a question.
Okay.
What is this gift that I still don't know about?
Gift. Oh, you're talking about the dad's thing? You'll find out someday.
Okay. Oh, man.
Super insider question.
He just mentioned something in the chat that just reminded me.
Well, Daz is here. Shout out, Daz.
Yeah, shout out, Daz. He's on Twitch right now.
Word.
Yeah, we got people from all over. I see a bunch of Australian flags. I see Leadville, Colorado. Let's see. Where else? We got Canada.
A lot of Aussies. Toronto. Shout out to the Aussies who are listening to the show. Oh, one thing I can talk about real quick is what I did do in my sickness was lay on my fucking laptop and I updated all of the podcasts. It's all current now. So if you listen on podcast format, audio only, whatever, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, all the shit that we're on, everything is current now. So it was like 30 episodes behind. But now it's all current, so you can listen in your cars or whatever. That people have been asking me to fix it for them, so it's been fixed. And now go binge on past episodes, please.
We got a lot of New York in here. Shout out to everybody in New York. Yeah, I see different parts of New York. I see people saying upstate and just New York in general and shit. But yeah, a lot of Toronto, Albany. I see a lot of East Coast, Jersey, South Carolina. Yeah, I got a lot of East Coast in here.
Do more, say something nice about other breeders.
No.
Caesar, say something nice about like two other breeders.
Three. I still didn't say something nice about you.
Yeah, why don't you?
We could hold off on that.
God.
You get no sympathy points even if you're sick. I'm sorry. Oh, no, I'm not sorry. Fuck that. You get no sympathy points.
Heard Cali Connection Corleone Kush, huh? Let me read this. Is gas Tahoe G ever ran any of those? Trying to find some face punch gas. Tried exotics and no kick. Shaking my head, especially those garlic crosses taste like. Oh shit, Dad's just rolled in here.
COVID party?
Yeah.
Caesar, what do you recommend for Kush gas? It's your favorite.
Oh, hold on. I just got gifted a spritzer joint from Daz.
That's pumpkin spice latte. It's Lake Girl
season. No. I thought it said spritzer right there. I didn't even finish reading. I just got super hyped. My bad. All right, so say it again. What was your question?
Something super gassy OG.
Motor breath.
It's actually not bad.
No, it's good. It's more than not good. Bad. It's actually what I'm dabbing right now. I got some motor breath right here.
There's Daz. Welcome to the show, Daz.
Thanks for having me. I completely forgot. I was at the warehouse and realized I forgot my key.
Serious? You drove all the way down there and didn't have a key?
Yeah, I went to Target, got some headlamps. So
this is the pumpkin spice.
More de-seeding stuff, but.
Yeah, it kind of is the Halloween episode because...
Get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry. No. No.
Bro.
No.
Some dude was raving about that.
Yeah. He has to see this.
Bro, hit it up.
No. Read it first.
I don't know. It's supposed to be the hype shit.
I don't know who's hyping that up right now.
The pumpkin spice latte.
Light it.
How the fuck do you even open this stupid thing?
Pop top, squeeze the top.
I am.
Did you do that Corona thing just because Jay was like, I'm feeling weak and vulnerable and people could get one over on me? He's like, of course. Yeah, I got him.
Well, no, this is like cinnamony.
Is it? I don't know. I know it's distillate.
You could smell it at least.
Nah.
See, this no one wants that shit.
Bro, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Smoke it.
Yeah, so it's if you don't fake. Understand why we're freaking out, there's a joint being passed around. Daz just brought in the studio that is called pumpkin spice something, and it's artificially, flavored.
It fucking smells exactly like what you would think what fucking fake pumpkin spice artificial fucking seasoning like flavoring smells like.
Somebody fucking smoke it. Tell me if it's fucking as disgusting as it smells.
Light it up. It smells like what the bag smelled like for the Halloween drop a few years ago. That pumpkin spice aroma spray. Man, Halloween's coming up, everybody. Check your kids' candy. Check your food desire. Be safe out there.
Ew. No. Instantly. Ugh. I didn't even exhale and it tastes disgusting.
Tastes just like a pumpkin spice latte.
It's disgusting. No, I don't smoke pumpkin spice lattes. I don't fucking even drink that shit.
Pure terps, bro.
Ice spice. That's the ice spice. You got COVID. That's that munch.
Not a chance.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you? No. Fuck that joint.
Man, it's so good. Here.
Fuck that joint.
Did you ever see those Camel cigarettes back in the day that they came in tins and had different flavors? There was like a mandarin mint, and that's what it tastes like. There was some coffee-flavored, latte-flavored one. Oh, it burns so good.
I mean, we used to use a Yofuma machine, which I don't even know if they're still in business, but it would use negative pressure and steam distilled terps into a wood box, and you could change the flavor of cannabis into all kinds of things.
I remember the first time I started work with you, you showed me that raspberry. No, it was Mitch that showed me that raspberry banner or some shit.
It's crazy.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
It doesn't taste like good, but it doesn't.
It was too overpowering.
Yeah, it's like fake flavored weed.
Dude, when I was in Amsterdam, I bought some Apple Jacks, and it was just. Doesn't taste like apples. No, it straight smelled like apples, like artificial. I took it back to the counter and I was like, there's no way I'm smoking this. She was like, yeah, some people really like these flavors, but, you know, not everybody. I know this is some fucking fake sprayed, just straight up fake apple flavor.
I mean, technically what we were doing on that box, which was R&D, and we never actually sold any flower that was artificially flavored, but yeah, we were playing with that box and we were using cannabis derived terps.
You just want to hit this?
And then doubling it back onto the same plant.
No, just turn it off. It fucking stinks.
But it definitely would increase the flavor tenfold, particularly when you did it to your, almost like selfing, when you did the same flower, the same trim back onto the same terps that you extracted, steam distilled terps you extracted onto the same plant, back onto the same curing batch. And it was like, whoa, this is interesting, but I don't know. It was a lot of work for pounds that sell for fucking hundreds of dollars now. No fucking way I'm going to do all that work.
If I die from that joint, you're getting charged with murder.
I know, this might be one of those dusty ones.
That is another one. Yeah, we didn't talk about that story. That was another story. I don't have it pulled up, but did you hear about that where the joint rollers died from dust inhalation? I believe it was.
Oh, yeah, Florida. 27 years old, randomly just died like that, yeah.
Yeah, OSHA was already in the building, I heard, investigating something else at the time that the chick died, but they, same kind of deal where they're pointing the air quality levels were totally within acceptable ranges and shit. And some, they're saying that she had an underlying condition, something happened that made her die and it wasn't, rolling joints. But was it two people that died?
I think it was one.
I think it was just one, yeah. One person died from basically, they were a joint roller and I'm, forgive me if I'm wrong about this. They were, I believe it was a huge Florida operation. And they had them doing pre-rolls all day. And they were apparently breathing in the joint dust and died. And so there's another death from weed, although it's not a THC consuming death weed. It's you can die from weed if you had a big, a swimming pool full of weed and you fell into it and couldn't get out somehow. And I suppose suffocated. Then weed killed you. But yeah, I don't know.
Where's that pool at? I'll try it. I'll jump in there.
It's Scrooge McDuck shit.
Oh, with money.
Instead of gold coins, you got a swimming pool full of nuggets.
Oh, man. No, but you still can't die from weed. You could die from shitty weed like this. This is fucking disgusting. Stay away from this.
You want to shout out who makes it?
What the fuck is their name? Cosmo. What the fuck?
Sue T.H. Caesar.
Huh?
No, I'm just saying.
Cosmo. I do fucking strain reviews. Motherfuckers can't fucking sue me for my fucking opinion. Yeah, Cosmos. Fuck you guys. That's disgusting. Don't ever do that again. I don't know who buys that shit. And it says 46% THC. Exactly what I was talking about.
46% THC joints. Yeah, technically it is Halloween show. Not that we may have to come back and do a Halloween show or spook show still, but technically, when is Halloween? Monday or Tuesday? Monday. So, yeah, then we don't really have anything planned for that or anything other than that. But, Daz, it's your favorite holiday of the year. Are you doing a party? You fucking dressing up? What are you doing?
Right? Yeah, I don't know. We'll find out.
It's all just going to be spooky?
It's going to be real scary. I'm trying to, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I know I'm getting Modern Warfare, so.
Oh, yeah, we already got that.
No, you got the fucking campaign. I don't give a fuck about that. I never play that. I'm always straight to online.
When is the game?
Friday.
Friday?
Yeah. If you beat the campaign, you get, better stuff.
What's your online hit name?
TH Caesar.
So everybody that plays Call of Duty that's good at it, go kill TH Caesar. Go friend him, and then somehow get into his game. Or, I don't know, he probably streams it. You can find out where he is and what lobby.
I most likely will be streaming me playing Modern
Warfare. What do they call that when the streamers, track you?
Stream sniping.
Yeah, stream snipe the fuck out of this kid, please.
Oh, fuck you.
I saw somebody mention the rolling papers that I had. Man, I just got the new ones in, and the watermark is just
shit on them. Like, you can't see the watermark at all. So I'm going back and forth with the company trying to get that worked out. But they were saying, we no longer have the ability to produce that same watermark that you had. And we just simply can't do it. So enjoy those while you have them.
Sounds like a printer broke and somebody don't want to fix it.
Yeah.
Or it's really expensive to fix. And they're like, fuck it. We don't need watermarks anymore.
Yeah. They were like, all right, one person ordered them.
If anybody will be in Vegas, grow off. One mentioned that. Just keep mentioning it up until day of or something like that. But
November August, 15th.
No, yeah, I said August. What the fuck? November 15th. There are tickets through the Grow Off website.
Just.com.
TheGrowOff.com. Yeah. We'll be there. We'll have a booth. Not too sure if we'll be doing a podcast there, but we will be there. That will be the award show for the strain that was submitted for the Grow Off competition for Colorado. We'll probably have seeds. We'll probably have clones. We'll most likely have seeds. We'll probably have clones. I'll keep y'all posted. If you will be in Vegas around BizCon, it's going to be the day before BizCon. Check it out. I'll be there. We'll have clones. We'll have genetics. Get everything before BizCon because BizCon is hectic as hell.
Do you know the hours? I never really talked to you about this, but it's like...
I think it starts at 7.
We have a booth like during the show? Like, how does that work? Like, when
it's
do we...
kind of how... Remember... Chloe's show.
Thing where yeah. they have like a booth all around
on the outside, and
but there's a classy dinner going on in the middle.
Yeah, and then the award show don't start for like 2-3 hours later or something like that.
Okay, that's what I say. What are the hours? Like, when does it start? When is it in? Is it a night thing?
I'll figure it out. But all that I could tell you, who knows? TheGrowOff.com. You have all the information right there. They can tell you more than I can when it comes to that right now.
Saw somebody asking about Marathon OG. Should I give an update on those?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we just. Did the pollination on those. Hopefully in a few months we'll have more ready and maybe a different marathon cross or two. How would you guys feel if we got together and did like a show where we played poker or Uno or just like fucked around and just streamed that as
we
like a hang
that.
Thing?
We did that before.
I know, I'm asking
only
about the audience since it's like...
Yeah, it was a Twitch-only stream last time we did it.
The Monopoly?
Because I feel like when we do the poker game, that's when you should have your present. Show sees your present. And just hopefully Bill will be here. And
you want to...
and everybody will just be put on tilt.
Let's talk real quick about your birthday in Vegas and Skankfest and how you went down to go watch the Comedy Fest. If you guys know who Skankfest is, it's a bunch of fucking... comedians, raw, dirty comedians, which are always fun. But yeah, they had a festival in Vegas, and Daz wanted to go down to it. And then you, I guess what I want to say is, what kind of lucky-ass horseshoe you got up your ass? Because this kid, you just kept winning slots, like slot after slot, and be like, to the point where I'm like, what do you want to do? He's like, I'm just going to go back and hit the slot machine. It's like, I just win like $400 every time I sit down on this machine, so I'm just going to go sit over there again. I was like, all right, go sit at the machine that pays. But yeah, I don't know how the what the fuck's going on with you. Then didn't you come back to Denver and still have the fever, so you went up to fucking Blackhawk and won money again? What are you, just the luckiest fucker of all time at the moment? Or
I think so. I feel like I had a little hot streak of slot machines.
What's your strategy? You have a strategy for the most randomest fucking...
Put in $100 and hit the middle button.
Hit the middle button.
And just try to sit there until I run out of money. And the airport on the way back was like the big win.
That's what I was saying. On the way home, this motherfucker stopped and pulled a slot machine in the airport. Who the fuck does that? And then he won like $900. Yeah. Fuck you, dude. It's fucking amazing.
Pretty wild, so. I don't know. I covered the flights out there and the tickets to the show and everything, so I was pretty stoked on that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the birthday gods were looking down on you because they gave you all your money back for your birthday.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, that's not how Vegas works.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
At all.
Completely unaware of that.
Like, at all. Word. Yeah, I don't know. I could tell he has the fever now, folks. He wants to gamble. He wants.
I've been watching a lot of online poker or streams of people playing poker, and I was like, damn, these are like pretty interesting. And I never realized the dynamics as much, that like when you can see the people's cards and how they're bluffing and shit. I just either have the cards or I didn't. I didn't realize there's this whole different aspect. Like, I'm super new to it. So
didn't you play a tournament for the first time?
Yeah, I went out and did a tournament this week and realized like I'm just so bad.
How'd you do for real? Did you knock a bunch of people out?
No, I don't think I knocked anyone out, but I stuck around until like about the halfway point.
Gotcha. Yeah. Could you have rebought in? How does that work?
Not at that point. Earlier, I think you can for like the first
few seven suckers
or
that go so out.
Rounds or something yeah. like that. Because I got there late, and then you have to have a player's card to actually play in the tournament, and their system was down, so it took them like 45 minutes for them to even get me in.
It's not like them to be fucking up on losing money situations like that, but
yeah.
Word. Well, yeah, I don't know. Daz is now the degenerate gambler. I used to do streams where I sat there and played blackjack and pissed away money for fun, but now Daz wants to do fucking gambling streams, so I'll either hook you up with some websites or you can just take my money.
I feel like it's the only way we're ever going to get to play again. We used to play.
Yeah, now you're way better than me. So
no, I feel like I've gotten worse since then. Like now I think I'm overthinking stuff compared
to
that.
He's trying to set me up, folks. Yeah. He's trying to set me up. He's like, I'm not good anymore.
I mean, no, if you got slot machines, I'll play you in that.
Yeah, I'll pay you. Play you in slot machines. All right, well, fuck. You have anything you want to say before we get out of here?
I feel like we've already said enough.
Action-packed show, but I guess happy Halloween. Pay attention to the Sea Bazaar. Little Easter eggs. Fucking...
Go take advantage of the pay what you want right now while it's still available, because we might just pull it at any time.
Sea Bazaar Premium is always a good thing. Probably want to get on some of that action. And, yeah, I don't know.
Award show, clone drop. If anything, the clone drop is going to be going down before BizCon. That's going to be happening November 12th. I'll be having, let's see. Let me pull this up real quick since we're not in a rush. The clones that I'll be bringing to the clone drop will be... They are in my phone. I just have to pull it up and find it. You're going to have to give me 1 minute.
In the meantime... update on the Funk Owl stuff.
Yeah, what's up?
All the boxes had to be redesigned because the template they sent was too small for
fitting the seed
and the owl, yeah. So there's been a little delay in the final product samples of those. They're also trying to, well, I don't want to say too much, it'll give away design stuff, but they're trying to change some stuff on me.
Of course.
I'm just like, no, like.
Or they overproduced a shit ton and trying to make you buy more than you ordered. That's classic China move.
I'm waiting for that one to happen, yeah, down the road. But right now, it's like, all right, well, let's figure out. They're trying to cheap out on a few things.
And, yeah, they always send you the dope prototype, yeah. And then in the back end, they're like, we can make this prototype way cheaper, just nobody tell them.
Yeah.
And it shows up, and it's like way lighter or something. Yeah. You're like, this isn't the same.
All right, so the clones that I'll have are wedding cake set. Well, this list is subject to change based on if they root fast enough and stuff like that, so... wedding cake, Sour Thanos, Bruce Banner number 5, Super Soldier Serum number 3. That's what I just talked about today about the strain of the day or strain of the week. Jet Fuel Gelato S1 number 1. I mean, no, number 2. Jet Fuel Gelato S1 number 2. Watermelon Gelato number 10 and Slushies number 6. That's Slushies. You definitely want to go after that. That's the first time I'm releasing that. That's the Skittles or Strawberry Fritter. That's a yield monster. It's heavier on the Strawberry Fritter side. Didn't come out in Skittles Terps, unfortunately. But if you're looking for something for straight commercial yield, this is like Blue Dream. Massive fucking chunks.
You get a weird voice going sometimes.
Yeah. It's like... that, he was staring. He had a 1,000-yard stare right there into nothing.
Like, is like, he... did you turn robot? Like, yeah. I don't know. Sometimes maybe, when you...
I think I got hoodoo over. We'll do an exorcism on CEs.
It's like... not a radio voice. It's like a...
it's a sexy voice, for sure.
It's like you're... yeah, you're...
it's like what am sexy, I doing?
Sexy doing sales voice.
Deep fucking monotone, like...
yeah. You're listening to...
you're listening WKY to Dark Horse Live, Jelly. Everybody, and we're going to sign this fucking thing off, everybody, so go ahead and catch us next week. Same bat time and same bat channel. Peace.
Is that what I'm doing? Wait, was that the ending?
Little pale gay fish, come sit on my shoulder today. Little gay parrot fish, sit on my shoulder today and make me a fried shrimpy dish with some soy sauce, baby. As the beat drops, super, super fries, super fried egg roll, triple fry, fried rice, triple fry rice, baby. 2-for-1 egg roll, super triple fried rice, triple fried rice, baby. Don't forget the soy sauce, chan chan chan. There's my gay fish song, dudes. What?